Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is John. Hello, this is.
Yeah, John. Okay. One, two, three.
Hello, this is your host, John Doerr. Welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. The tables are being turned today, and the script is being flipped, and I'm your host today. And my special guest is James Easton. Hello, James, are you there?
Hello. I'm here, man. How's it going?
Okay, how are you, James?
I just had a candy bar and I'm drinking coffee.
Awesome. Raring to go.
I know. I'm ready to. I'm raring to go.
That's great. Well, let's get right into it. Our topic tonight is the Fibonacci sequence and its presence within the World Trade Center complex and in the 9/11 event. Honestly, I've just been privy to this information. I've been into the Fibonacci sequence for a long time, a few years now, and its presence throughout nature and the universe that's hidden. It's a large hunk of knowledge that's hidden by the elites from the rest of the world, from the rest of humanity. In my point of view, at least, absolute evidence of intelligent design of the universe and our planet and everything in the universe, basically. It's underlying mathematics present in everything in the universe. when the elites tell everybody that basically this is all random and there's no intelligence or any construct to this universe, which is a giant bullshit story. So anyway, I've been into this, into the Fibonacci sequence for a few years now, and even though the elites basically allow it to be glossed over in education and schools and stuff, they really don't get down to the bare basics of the fact that it's present throughout all of nature, all living things, your DNA, the structure of your body, the structure of trees, the structure of everything, even mountain ranges that people look at and think are totally random is actually part and parcel of the Fibonacci, the presence of the Fibonacci sequence throughout everything. And this is basically the mathematical construct in which, you know, the entire universe is built on. And they don't want you to know this because within that, not that I'm promoting religion or anything like that, but the fact of the matter is it points towards intelligent design. And they don't want you to know that because with that knowledge, basically you don't need them. You know, because you know that the creator, that's what I call whoever or whatever constructed this universe, is a part of you and a part of everything. And basically the elites have stepped in between all of us and the creator of this great thing that we all live in and are riding in, this trip called Earth and the universe. So, that's just the basics. I implore everybody within the sound of my voice to please investigate the Fibonacci sequence and its presence throughout all of nature and sunflowers and flower structure, tree structure, animal structure. All living things have the Fibonacci sequence present within it. And what's just been brought to light is the fact that the World Trade Center complex has the Fibonacci sequence riddled throughout it, and also the event of 9/11, which we are going to be investigating more in depth as time goes on, and we'll be bringing you more. But so for now, we're going to try to bring you what we've discovered so far. So James is going to take it over. Let's hear what you have to say, James.
Okay. Well. There are constants in the known universe, using base 10. So pi, you've heard of pi, right?
Right.
2 pi r is the circumference of a circle. Pi r squared is the diameter, or I might have the wrong idea.
It is very involved, and it's very complicated.
Right, but
the actual mathematics of it and everything.
Yeah, it can be arrived at. Like pi, for example, can be, you take a string and you wrap it around a can, and then you measure the diameter of the can, and divide one from the other, you get pi.
Right.
So over time, the number became more and more refined, and we know pi to be 3.14159 and so on. It's not a random number. It's a specific universal constant. Well, there's another constant. There's another constant. It's called phi, and it is the golden ratio. So what happens with the golden ratio is that Fibonacci is this dude back in Italy, you know, several hundred years ago, who invented a story about rabbits procreating. And the way it works is you start off with zero rabbits, then you have one rabbit, and then you have another rabbit, and then you have two, then three, then eight, or five,
no,
then
it's
eight.
Five, then eight.
Right.
Right, it's always the number that you're adding plus the last number behind it. You add the two, and then you get the next number. That's how
it's
the sequence works.
It's a logical pattern. It's a standard
pattern. It's an intelligent pattern.
It's
highly intelligent
pattern.
It's not just random numbers. It has an intelligent design behind it, the actual sequence itself. Go on. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No problem. So what you end up with is a number. It's 1.618, and it goes on. It's not random. It's a specific number that goes on forever.
The sequence continues infinitely.
Right.
You can go on and on and on with it infinitely. There's no end to the sequence.
That's right, and it's not random, even though it appears that it is. And,
that's what they want you to believe that it is, that it's random.
Right, because you can't unless you figure out for yourself what it's worth. Visually, if you take there's something called the golden rectangle. So you take the sequence of squares based on the sides equaling the numbers of the sequence. So there's one, two, three, five, and so on.
Eight.
And so you put these together in a rectangle, and what you end up with is a spiral or a spiral of boxes that continue in the same proportions for infinity.
Right.
And if you line up the corners of the boxes, you end up with the spiral shape. And this is you can see it in conch shells, in snails, in anything that's got a spire or a spiral.
The seed pod in the sunflower plant. Yeah.
I saw a really good animation on how they use the math to explain the seed pod. So now the beauty of it is, and really it truly is beautiful, that it's natural. It's 100% natural.
It's like a cascading spiral. It's a gently flowing out spiral. It really is a beautiful thing, just even to view.
Right.
Take away the mathematics. It's just a beautiful thing to look at.
Sure. Anything with a sort of a spiral draws you in. It takes you in.
Right.
So there have been many instances of the golden rectangle. For example, an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper is roughly a golden rectangle. The TV screen on your computer screen is roughly a golden rectangle. So they use this in pictures, in flags, in everything you can think
of. If I could add, it's also the base by which they judge the human face.
Right,
For beauty and perfection. even the Egyptians illustrated this. Sorry, I have a truck going by. The Egyptians illustrated it on their faces and their statues. They actually used the Fibonacci sequence to proportion their statues correctly to the human face. And also dentists, it's the base for the structure of your teeth. That's what they judge. You know, in other words, when they reconstruct people's teeth, that's what they use the Fibonacci sequence to reconstruct
really?
It correctly. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Yeah, so like the shape of your jaw or...
right, or no, just the teeth structure themselves, the front teeth. In other words, they use that to judge the proportion exactly. In other words, a good smile, a perfect smile, is the Fibonacci sequence in teeth.
Okay.
Okay.
That's wild.
Just to get that. Yeah, yeah. That's
well,
a little known fact.
We're getting to the big story, but that in and of itself is just another example of how Fibonacci appears in the human body, in your smile, and everything. And
it's in the structure of your hand, the digits of your hand, your finger in your hand, and your wrist, and your elbow to your shoulder is the Fibonacci sequence. Nobody knows that.
Well, not too many people. Da Vinci... drew this guy standing with his legs apart and legs together and his arms up and his arms beside. And that's a well-known diagram of, like, proportion, how it all fits in a circle. And,
even the Mona Lisa, the painting the Mona Lisa is the Fibonacci sequence, too.
Right. When I was looking for this stuff, I saw pictures of the Mona Lisa and all kinds of stuff that is connected to this throughout the ages. And yet people today have no clue about it because it's just not widely understood. But
elites understand it very well.
Oh, and they know a lot of stuff that we don't know, but at least this isn't out of our grasp. And so I just to interject, there's one more thing I saw, which was the Fibonacci triangle. I thought that was interesting. But anyways.
So just to give people a background to go by.
All right. So there we go. So
yeah.
I did a project in grade school when I was 11 years old on the Fibonacci number sequence. And my dad was worried about a coming recession, and he was reading a book on Fibonacci because he understood that everything works in cycles. So just like a spiral, just like a sine wave, everything has an up and a down and a side to side and so on, and amplitude and magnitude and this and that and the other thing. So he wanted to see if he could project when it would be, and I saw the book, and I flipped through it, and I was like, wow, this is cool. You know, what is this golden rectangle thing? So to impress my math teacher, I did a project on the Fibonacci sequence, and this is like way over and beyond a grade, you know, 10 education understanding of how the world works. And so I got a 10 out of 10 on it. I was very proud of it. And so Fibonacci number sequence always stuck with me. Now, when I met John, John always posted this stuff. Whatever he found, that kid that looked like Fibonacci, he would say, there's that goddamn Fibonacci again.
See you again.
And so there's tons of examples. Like you don't even have to look for them. They just pop up in front of your face. And, you know, I've seen probably 100 of those from John. So this thing has been stuck in my head. Well, I don't know exactly what got me to do this, but I have been meaning to, and I thought about it before I met John, to actually take the Fibonacci spiral and try to figure out if Tower 1 and Tower 2 were related in the Fibonacci rectangle. Well... I had a shitty FEMA drawing of the overview of the top view of the map, if you will.
Right, the blueprint.
And it didn't fit. It didn't fit. It wasn't a blueprint. It was just like a crappy map. Didn't fit. I couldn't understand why not. I was like, these guys have to be into that stuff. So, but laid it on the back burner. Been there for a year now. And I recently got a model of towers, a high detail, very accurate model. It's not 100% accurate, but it's pretty damn close.
Right.
And three nights ago, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. and I took a top view image, an orthographic view, and I saved an image of it, and I took Photoshop, and I used the multiply feature to take a Fibonacci golden rectangle, and I just started playing with it over
right.
top the top view, and mm-hmm. like almost instantly, like it didn't take long
fit
at
like
all.
Like a glove, it fit like
yeah,
a glove, right?
It just bang, there it goes, bang, there it goes, and any number of these rectangles, and you can stick on top of it. Everything lines
yeah.
up, everything cross is incident. So the golden globe all lines up.
Yeah.
Everything in the whole fucking complex lines up. It was mind fucking blowing, man. I was like, holy
yeah.
shit. Anyway,
there it is. It goes that goddamn Fibonacci again.
Well, what this told me right off the bat was that these people weren't fucking around. This was not just some random shit. These towers. It is like a puzzle. It's who would know just by looking at the goddamn Twin Towers for the last 28 years that, or for as long as they were there.
I think it was 27 years.
Okay. Well, it had this connection that it
right.
it even mattered, and
mm-hmm.
that what I'm going to get to is that it reveals that it was all a plan, it was all a design, everything was by design.
Right.
So I figured out right off the bat with the top view that the hit on Tower 2 was no accident, it was a design. There's
mm-hmm.
you can just draw a straight line from one of the intersecting points to another intersecting point, and there you have the trajectory of the airplane hitting Tower 2.
Mm-hmm.
Tower 1's straight on, so it's simple enough. There's straight lines
yeah.
in the box. So, but there's what I'll do with this video is throw in the drawings. But okay, this is something else. Maybe you didn't hear about this. My friend came over last night, and he's one of my bonehead friends that believes the official story still, and
right.
you know, it's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me to take the center point of all the buildings and draw lines connecting them, and so
right.
I did, and
mm-hmm.
I ended up with a design, and the
yeah.
design is an arrow, and it points to
okay.
the
there you go.
And go ahead.
Well, that's east and west is very important Masonically. If you're pointing to the east, that means you're good. I don't know if you know the story of Chaim Abiff, or Hiram
no.
Abiff, was
no.
a Freemason way, way back in the day who wouldn't share the knowledge, and basically they killed him.
Oh, okay.
So the story goes, the way they worded is, he was heading west, which is, you know, away from east. The east is good because that's where the sun rises. In other words, it's with birth and rejuvenation. And the west represents death because that's the way where the sun sets.
Right, right.
You know, and you know, literally dies every day, you know, to the old, you know, ancient religious, you know, even pre, you know, the three bullshit stories we got going now as religions. But, yeah, that's very important. So it's an arrow pointing east, which
directly,
is very
yeah.
highly Masonic right off the bat.
Very much.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know about what you just said until now. My last name's Easton, so I've always looked at that.
Yeah, there you go.
Or like, well, I don't have a choice in the matter, but,
yeah.
And I've always considered, now there's, oh God, there's probably about 11 or 12 instances of East in 9/11.
Yeah.
I could list them off, but, oh, sure, I will. So Tower 1 gets hit from the north. It blows out the
yeah.
east side as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tower 2 gets hit on the south, comes at the northeast side.
Mm-hmm.
Tower 2 falls to the east. There's the OST guy in Building 7.
Yeah.
OST is east in German.
Now
there's 33, which if you do that backwards is EE. But that doesn't mean anything. I won't go there. There's a lot of 33s. There's a lot of Masonic magic numbers there. Now, there's also this guy who was calling in to the help, or the 911 dispatch. His name was, I don't remember his name, but they had a video of the tower burning and the audio of this guy on the phone. And there's some things to note about this. He wasn't coughing at all, even though he said the smoke was black and acrid. Now, he said he was in John Ostero's office. OST again.
Yeah.
So there's a number of other ones I just can't.
The east.
The sun was rising in the east. It was hitting the east side of the towers. There's that. I don't know. There's probably a dozen. There's probably so many things that I haven't considered, but east is definitely dominant in all of this.
A reference throughout.
So,
which they do. This is what they do. They point out, you know, for people that know the code and can see it, they put their signature on everything they do.
Yeah, that's what I noticed.
Because they're laughing at everybody who doesn't know the code.
Right.
Basically, is why they do it. It's what propels them to do it. It's because they can. They can get away with it. Because they know everybody's so stupid and dumbed down that they'll never recognize it.
In Physics 9/11, I did this. There's the scene where the camera's flying past the towers, and I said, it's like they dangle carrots or they throw us bones.
Right.
So we can figure it out. But they know they'll never get caught. So it's just like they just don't care. Now, here's the main event. This morning, I pulled up the video, the 3D file, and I rendered a side profile of the towers, south elevation. So you see the towers beside each other. There's no gap in the middle. Well, there's a tiny gap, but not much. And then I just started laying down the Fibonacci box, and lo and behold, if you line them up from the base of the tower, side to side, the top of the box is the top of building 3.
Right.
And then you throw another one up. And then you got Sky Lobby 1 is one of the lines in the box. And then you got the top of building 7 lines up perfectly with the third box. And it goes on, Sky Lobby, and so on. And then I was able to pinpoint and you don't argue with me on this. They're called coincident points. Coincident points are where points line up.
Right.
And I put a white dot, and that's where they hit the towers.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I shit you not. Now, what I
just... Oh, I believe it totally. Absolutely.
What I did just now was we were talking before the phone call about the core of the tower. It's a fucking Fibonacci box.
There you go.
If you take that box and you put it side to side, top to bottom, and you make a grid of 9, the whole tower fits in. All the columns fit in. It's fucking unbelievable. It's like, it's so astonishing how much it's enriched by all of this shit. Before we thought they were just like, 110 story buildings, big deal. You know, they're fucking loaded with math. The entire fucking set of towers is math, like divine math.
Right.
And so
when you look at,
I
just want to pipe in here. You look at the rest of Manhattan, all their architecture. You know, I've lived in New York City my whole life, basically, and the entire skyline is riddled with geometry and all the triangles, pyramids, and spheres, and all these shapes and that are all mathematically, old school mathematics that they built, the pyramids and everything else with, and they put it right in your face. And most people don't even recognize that, all these high rises, you know, all have, you know, sacred geometry riddled with it throughout them all.
Well, you know what's really wild? Like, even the hallways and the elevator shafts,
yeah,
they line up. Everything's lined up. It's so fucking unbelievable. I posted everything. You know, it's not my knowledge. I don't own this shit.
I'm taking credit
for the fact that I figured it out, but I don't want to be the fucking, you know, the bearer of any kudos. I mean, this is a...
Well, you discovered
kudos,
it.
But
you were the first one to think of doing it, so you are, by default. Sorry.
Well, listen, dude, here's the deal, is that most people on the planet Earth would not have this opportunity.
Right.
I have a 3D version of the towers. It's closed.
Right. Thank God for computers,
view.
Right?
Yeah. You know, when they built these in 67 or whatever, they probably thought someone could painstakingly draw spirals, you know, like a nut job, and they're fucking holed up in their place, like drawing spirals all over the towers, you know, like, but no, it was so easy. It was like Photoshop, bang, 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 bang. And,
I believe it wholeheartedly.
Well, here's the deal, is that, there is so much more to discover in this.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend that anyone who can, I put out the base pictures, use Photoshop, use the multiply feature with the golden rectangle and the spiral in it.
Right.
And just play with it and see what you can find
and
post your things.
How about even like regular photographs? I mean, if you could get the...
Well, the problem
would be the scale, right?
Yeah. The problem is perspective.
Right.
You got orthographics.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a blueprint or a flat top view, side view, elevation, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But with I thought of trying it with this satellite image. But the thing is that the satellite's like over a little over to the west or whatever.
So yeah, I've seen that picture. It's kind of angled.
There's only a few of those pictures, and the only real way to do it is with a computer drawing. And the other thing is, dude, they've been yanking down built Twin Towers architectural shit. Like, they've been pulling it off.
Oh, I'm sure. Because so many people must be interested in it.
Well, this is the thing. Is like, if this went any longer, I think it would have been lost. And the longer we go, more people become disenfranchised or disassociated with 9/11. They're like, whatever, it was 13 years ago, 14 years ago, 15 years ago. And, you know, eventually this real truth that it's by design would have been lost.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly, 1,000%. It's absolutely true.
I challenge anyone to take what I've done and reproduce it and prove to yourself and to everybody else that the holes where the airplanes
complex.
The holes where the airplanes hit are the same as the coincident points of a bunch of geometry. And, you know, it's pretty obvious when you look at it. It's the same floors, it's the same everything, location, east to west, north to south, top to bottom, everything.
Can I make a suggestion to you?
Yeah, go ahead.
You should run the floors that got hit and see if they're Fibonacci numbers.
Shit, no problem with that.
That just popped
idea.
Into my head.
It's like a new toy. It's like a puzzle.
Yeah, there you go, man.
For Christmas, you know, like,
you got,
and
you
it's like
do
a cool
it
picture
from every angle, man.
I'll be playing with
this
for
a whole complex
time.
is three dimensionally, you know, any way you could fit it.
Oh.
I bet you it's in there in different ways that you haven't
even
discovered
yet. You want to talk about three dimensional Fibonacci?
Sure.
Say you're at the top of a spiral staircase and you look down. Notice how it goes into a spiral. That's
right.
Three dimensional numbers. If you took a helix and you put it through the tower, Yeah, there's so many things, applications we could try. It's fucking mind-blowing, man.
Yeah.
I'm just beside myself because I think you understand, but I don't think most people will. They'll be like, whatever.
Yeah. My idea is the best thing to do would be to make representations visually.
Mm-hmm.
Is the best thing, and throw it in people's faces.
Every 5 minutes, I
pump
up another
out.
Image.
Yeah.
Totally.
Just, you know, sit down, make a whole bunch, you know, a series of them, you know, where you can find it and where it fits, and just put it out. Just start pumping them out.
No problem. You know, I think everybody should.
I'm a sharing fool.
You know, everything about that complex, the number, the size, the numbers of the size of the buildings, the height of the building, the number of the floors,
right.
the number of the benches,
the number of the flights that hit them.
There.
The number of the flights that hit them.
Exactly.
All the numbers of the flights are all highly Masonic, and they all reduce down to the same numbers, 93, which means God.
Right.
All three buildings.
So you got
building 7. Too, where the plane in Shanksville,
building 7.
I believe, was headed for, or whatever, the missile in Shanksville. It's more like it.
Yeah.
Moving
that
on.
That whole thing was a fucking lie. Everything about it. I mean, the whole point of this was to say that the towers were hit in a design.
Right. It was a Masonic ritual.
That says right there that
it's
it is
a Masonic
bullshit.
Ritual.
The whole fucking
and
thing
it
is
failed.
Bullshit. Everything that's happened since then is bullshit.
Right.
And,
absolutely.
You know,
it's a lie. It's all a lie.
It's time to rise up because this is all based on a fucking huge lie. And everybody in government and everybody in the media and all the Jews and all the Zionists and all the fucking Saudi
everybody.
Arabians that were involved in this are fucking, they put us in a position where there's 2.5 million dead people and, you know, the Middle East is riddled with fucking bullets.
Destroyed.
Uranium-38. It's just
right.
It is a catastrophic situation. And,
right.
you know, if this doesn't tell you that these people are more than just evil and sinister, they're fucking diabolical,
right.
that they would do this by design,
mm-hmm.
fool us, and have everybody
mm-hmm.
believe it, and live like precarious or carelessly, that, you know, the government will take care of you and the military will beat up the bad guys. It's not what's going on. There's a really big problem here, and, you know, it's not enough to say it once or twice. It's like, you got to scream it at people, man. Wake the fuck
right.
up! Holy fuck, man.
Absolutely. And you're doing a great job. I commend you for what you've, you know, done.
Thanks, man.
And, you know, it means a lot, and it keeps it alive. See,
yeah.
they want to kill it. They want 9/11 to go, like you said, you know, die in history already. Because they're used to controlling history. But when people, you know, won't let things go, they can't change that, you know. They can only, you know, like, do what they do. You know, they infiltrate and they, you know, break up groups that are, in, you know, that are protested all throughout history. This is what they do to keep the bullshit story going, you know.
I heard
so
Barack Obama say it once, and I said it many times myself, in the start of my first movie. It was almost intuitive
mm-hmm.
for me to say, this is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a test, I think, to see
right.
if we're worthy. Are we worthy to live?
Right.
Because if not, they're just
intelligent
gonna wipe us
enough.
Out.
Right?
Yeah. So, you know, we're all people on this planet. We're all good. We're innocent when we're born. We're taught and we're told to be something that we're not. And
right. Culturally constructed.
Everybody has the capacity to be smart, capable, and so on. But it's all environmental. Everything is different for everybody. But
right.
I think that in terms of, like, it being a test, I aced this fucking test. I figured it out.
There you go.
And, you know, it's not about me. It's about humanity. It's like
right.
humankind
can
achieve the right answer. And
don't forget nature. Nature is a huge
fucking,
you know.
Oh God, yeah.
Nature.
You know, if anything,
basically
I would love
what
them
you
to
found
stop
is
drinking
is perfected nature
leave us
in the Twin Towers.
You know, it's funny.
What?
They had a tree in the courtyard.
Yeah.
They stuck one in there just to make it feel, you know, homey. But
no.
Anyways, one little tree.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we were talking about trees, eh? That's our next show, or do you want to talk about it now?
Yeah, okay, I'll keep
but
going.
The Fibonacci number sequence with the trees.
Right. Well, basically, I watched a documentary about a group of scientists that went down to South America, and it's about the biggest tree in the Amazon rainforest. I forget its name. It's a Spanish name, you know, Latin name. But so they cut it down, and they measured it precisely, and they put from stem to stern, the entire tree, you know, every little branch, everything, circumference, length, everything. They measured the entire tree, and they took those numbers, those measurements, and put them into a computer program that, in other words, found mathematical patterns in the measurements, and which it did, and which it came out to be the exact mathematical pattern. It created a three-dimensional picture of it, that tree's DNA. So then what they did was taking those points, numbers, they went in a couple of football fields, which is probably a couple of city blocks around in a circle, around this, you know, with that tree that they cut down in the exact center of the circle, and they measured the placement of all the trees surrounding that great, you know, biggest mother tree of these trees. And the DNA was represented in those numbers too. So, in other words, the DNA was actually expressing itself three-dimensionally across, you know, the Amazon jungle.
Right.
Of that specific tree. It's the easiest way to, you know, put it into words.
So you got,
but mathematically,
DNA.
it was perfect. So the numbers of the DNA itself, the structure, were represented on the Earth physically, in,
right?
You know, the Amazon rainforest expression of that tree's DNA perfectly, mathematically. So that's the power of DNA, and that's the power of what we're dealing with. That, you know, when it comes down to life and what it does, and you know, it's hugely deep stuff, and none of this is really, you know, it's glossed over by everybody. Nobody, you know, like, understands this information and what it implicates and what it means, and what it means when it gets into the wrong hands of the wrong people. When they, you know, because with these mathematics, I'm definitely sure that they're using these ancient known sequences of mathematics and nature itself against us. That's how they're controlling us. It would be, you know, my bet. If you really look into events, I bet you'd be able to correlate all these, you know, like Fibonacci sequence, mathematical sequences and of nature and stuff, patterns of nature, and I bet you that they're using it in reverse in a negative way to control all of us.
Right. And they are
controlling
us. I'm thoroughly
convinced
of that. Sure.
Absolutely.
So what you just described, I mean, I wasn't wowed, but I was when I heard it the first time. And to me, that was like three layers of transmutation of DNA. So you have the DNA itself, you have the mother tree, and then you have the three-dimensional representation. And that's like, holy fuck, that's fucking wild, man. It's like...
So, I mean, if you
what
really
else
think
can
about,
I do?
About it, what that's saying wholeheartedly is that this universe and everything in it, matter itself is expressing itself in mathematical patterns, okay?
Right.
In other words, intelligent design. Okay, so the mathematics of like the Fibonacci sequence that's present in the underlying forces of nature itself, you know, the structure of our universe, you know, the Earth, the planets, all of it. And it goes right into the life itself is doing the same thing. It's expressing itself in intelligent mathematical patterns. And this is, you know, the deep shit that's hidden from you by the elites. And I think that they use that knowledge, those mathematics, against you to control you, all of us, the entire planet.
This is, like, along the lines of epiphany, or, like, when you find out something like this, it mm-hmm. blows your mind. You're like, holy shit, I feel like a new person because this stuff is so mind-blowing.
You know, you're not crazy living in a crazy world.
Yeah.
That's what it did
for
me.
Yeah, waking up is one thing, but... you know,
awareness of what's going, truly going on around you, and within nature itself, the structure, you know, the substructure of everything that there is, and what it's doing, and they're hiding it from you. Why do they ask yourself? Why do they hide it from you?
So you remain ignorant,
right?
So you remain ignorant, and you don't question, and you don't want to question,
right.
And you know, you consume, and you give them money. That's what it works out to you,
right?
And,
so there you,
you know,
go, in a nutshell.
We are not people to these people. We are cattle. And
right, we're literally farm animals. You know, I
heard
that
so
expression,
superior.
And it. If you think about it, if you break down and really look at the elite's relationship to us, and through the politicians, it's exactly like a farm. They're the farmers, and we're the animals. There is no difference. Absolutely.
Except some of us animals,
a little smarter than others.
Yeah.
And a little more caring than others.
On that note, we're going to end the show pretty soon, but I wanted to say to people, George Orwell is a really good author. He wrote 1984, but he also wrote another book, and it's an easy read, and there's a cartoon on it, if you like cartoons. It's called Animal Farm. And it will explain a lot of what's going on right now. And so, including how information gets changed. You know, one day it says the sky is purple, and the next day it says the sky is blue. And you're like, but it said it was purple. But people point and say, no, it says it's blue. People don't keep that information. They don't keep track. They live in the 24-hour news cycle, and they just work day to day, paycheck to paycheck. So, and with that, do you have anything to finish off with?
Anyone within the sound of our voice, please investigate the Fibonacci sequence. It'll free you. It'll free your mind and change your whole world perspective. And
it's beautiful.
Like the same thing. Yeah, absolutely. It's pure nature. It's the divine. It's the creator, whoever or whatever it is,
right.
Undeniably. When I found that out in the deep woods of Oregon, you know, with civilization 60 miles in either direction, you know, in the woods, out in the mountains. And that just, you know, my wig flipped about 30 times when I figured that out. And I found it on the internet that they let go to the world. So there you go.
You have a wig?
Huh? Yeah,
I
got a couple of wigs. Yeah. Well, I used to have a wig. It's kind of balding now. But, you know, it's just an expression, you know, flip your wig.
Oh, gotcha. I'm just fucking you. All right. Well, we'll close off. I'll talk to you in a bit. And thanks a lot, John.
All right, James. Good night.
All right. So, bye.
Bye.